Norm Hill is with us for a kōrero today. Now, the endangered species hui is on in Kirikiriroa. Norm's the MC there, and he's an experienced environmental and Māori strategist, and he's hosting the inaugural Endangered Species National Hui, which is bringing together iwi and scientists, conservation groups, our rangatahi, and our community leaders, talking and trying to tackle the growing crisis facing our country's threatened species and ecosystems. Norm Hill with us today. Hey, Norm, tēnā koe. Ko Dale, tēnā. Thanks for joining us on Wātea.
Yep, morena, Dale. Tēnā koe te.
I've had a long association with Tawhida, so respectful of his role here with the Trust's work. The hui's been described as moving people beyond talk and into collective action, Norm. What are the biggest outcomes you're hoping participants will take away from these 2 days of a focus on our endangered species and their plight going forward, Norm?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Who doesn't know Tawhida Nikau? One of the legends across Aotearoa, not only in his sporting arena, his business arena, but he's a steward, a doer, with regards to restoration, kaitiakitanga and mana whakahaere. The overall objective of our wānanga, our mahi kotahi, bringing together like-minded individuals across Aotearoa to recognise and provide for and respect our tonga tuki iho, recognising that with regards to our steward responsibilities here in Aotearoa, we as like-minded individuals hope to provide a regime, an understanding, a collective voice to share, care and recognise and respect those tonga and how we collectivise to maintain momentum to protect the integrity of those tonga across Aotearoa. And so, recognising the current situation with regards to where we are as Kiwis, as New Zealanders, as Kaitiaki across Aotearoa, not only are we looking at the tonga, we've also got another situation that I'm quite keen to push forward, Dale. The little jingle is "Be the goat, make sure you vote." Be the goat, make sure you, your whānau, and your friends vote come November the 7th. Because with regard to the rangatahi initiatives, the pakeke initiatives, the taiao initiatives that we all work towards in terms of the dui following the hui, it's making sure that the decision makers, the policy makers, recognise the plight of our endangered tonga and acknowledge it in regards to ensuring that the guardrails, the policies that protect the integrity of our whenua, whakapapa and tongatuki iho are provided for going forward. And so with regards to the speakers coming to present, to share and to care their wisdom across the membership, it's hoped that we signal to the decision makers that we do have a significant plight on our hands with regards to ngā tangatuki iho, what happens in the ngahere, the whenua, our wai, the mauri of all those ancestral connections, past, present and future, are provided for with regards to initiatives and actions that protect these significant tonga going forward. So really proud to be the MC alongside a number of other attendees to protect the bat, to bat for the bat, to bat for the elusive kanakana and the tuna, and to ensure that the Māori of those tonga are provided for going forward. So,
yeah, I respect the heart that people are taking into this making. There are 3,700 native species officially listed as threatened or at risk. To be honest, Norm, I haven't heard a lot of commentary or policies from the various political parties. All we seem to hear is we must move forward economically. And, river degradation takes a back seat to economic prosperity, it would seem. And so often politicians turn their backs on papatū and nukuna, its needs, and, of course, all the species associated with. So we have a strong Māori foundation to do the right thing. And while I acknowledge that it is important to look at whose policies are where as we go to November 7th, don't you think that ultimately it's people power that make changes on the ground? And so it's hui like this, the findings of the commitment of people who have attended, that really are the spearhead for the changes that we need. The politicians will follow in line, but the ideas tend to come from communities rather than the beehive. With all of that in mind, mate, how important is it, therefore, that we elevate the status, the priority, the mana of the species that we are speaking of here, so all the attendees go away full of the fight and how we might do better as a nation and as a people to protect these taonga, tuku iho. So some thoughts around people power for a moment, please, Norm.
Yeah. Yeah, te mea nui o te ao ko te tangata. Yeah, te mea nui o te ao ko te tai ao. Yeah, te kōrero o te rangatira, ko te kōrero, ko te whana ke anga whakamoa tō tātenei mana Māori motuhake e pāna ki ngā te whakatinanatanga o ngā mea katoa. And so it is hoped that by coming together with regards to tangata, mana and Māori, the message, the signal to decision makers is to recognise that the plight of those endangered taonga is significant now. It's been significant for some time now. And unless the message, the affirmation of the interests of those taonga are not shared, then we're going to be in the same situation where we are, potentially declining over a period of time if we do not make those changes relevant to climate change and other aspects as well. Because those at the coalface, those who are living and breathing the issues pertaining to those taonga, the academics, the ecologists, the kaitiaki on the coalface, literally on the banks of the river, doing what one needs to do to protect kanakana, tuna, the pekapeka. The economic argument is always going to surface as the priority versus the cultural and tongatuku eel elements of the protection of the taonga. I've been in a number of hui in my career, Dale, and there was an interesting point made around economics and cultural integrity of the whakapapa of the pekapeka as an example. And the question is, what does the pekapeka eat? And obviously they eat and they fly in insects, hence the reason why they travel down the corridors of riverways and corridors of gullyways. But what do pekapeka eat? They eat your bottom line. They eat your housing yield. And it's like, if you want to find a pekapeka, build a road. If you want to find an endangered snail, build a gold mine or a quarry, because the economics versus the whakapapa of the taonga is such a debate that one weighs one up over the other without having a balanced perspective on the nature and the security of its whakapapa long term. And I often share the story, Dale, with regards to whakapapa in a cultural context. If we have iwi, iwi means tribe, koiwi means bones. We have hapu, which is subtribe, which is pregnant. We have whānau, which is family, which is birth. And we have whenua, which is land, but it's also your placenta. So you've got your placenta, you've got birth, you've got pregnant, and you've got bones. Our tangotiku iho sits within the whakapapa of a cycle, and it's integral for us as kaitiaki, stewards of our whenua while we're on this earth, to protect and enhance the sustainability of those taonga. Because if we don't do it, who else is going to do it? And if we don't recognise and provide for and push that argument now, who else is going to voice those concerns to the decision makers? And it is hoped that decision makers recognise the plight, acknowledge the balance of economics versus cultural integrity, environmental integrity of our whakapapa species, to ensure that it's recognised for and the appropriate decision-making policy and by those who sit at the top table versus those who sit at the coalface of the plight that we find ourselves in at the moment.
Tēnā koe, Norm. Sounds like a really interesting hui. Very mindful of the restoration work in the waterways near Tauira's whare. I've visited him at home. So things can be done and goals can be achieved. Now, the program features everyone from iwi leaders and scientists to grassroots conservation groups, rangatahi advocates. What gives you hope that this next generation can succeed? Norm, where previous efforts have struggled to halt species decline?
We've got quite a significant attendance from a rangatahi cohort within Waikato. And as we know, we've got a rangatahi to rangatira program, i.e. rangatahi to weave and empower one, to rangatira, to weave and empower the many. And so with regards to the mentorship, the leadership, the people like Tawira and others who are currently undertaking the significant amount of environmental enhancement, restoration, sustainability mahi, our young ones can see those mentors, those to help and guide and nourish their thinking into action, show me, don't tell me approach to delivering those opportunities for their future, for their mokopuna, for their whenua, their wai, and more importantly, for what is potentially a career pathway to ensure that not only are they mahi a te mahi a painga mo te taiao, you know, ensuring that there's opportunities for them to partake in scholarship and mahi with regards to gaining funds to help and protect the integrity of tō tātou nei ao.
Wonderful having a kōrero with you, mate, and thanks very much. I know that there are you know, committed people are doing their absolute best to look after these taonga species, and we need to elevate the voice of our communities in this regard. We're here to tautoko as we can too, Norm. All the best with the rest of the hui. Thanks for sharing some thoughts with us here on I Te Rangi Wā, Te Atanei, Te Rangatele, Te Nākwe.
Tēnā koe, Teo. Tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora ngā mihi. Neat conversation there with Norm Hill, wishing him well and all the attendees in the endangered species hui, which is on in Kirikiriroa as we speak. Wonderful to have time with you as well this morning, e hoa mā.